in the headlines. A former government minister defends the continued presence of Frondell Stewart on the Democratic Labour Party platform. The appeal brought by a convicted attorney now set to be heard by the Court of Appeal later this year. Businesses and residents in Christchurch set back by water woes from the Hampden station. 11 individuals have been honoured with the Pride of Barbados Award for their contribution to the parish of St. John. And a French paedophile surgeon who abused hundreds of children sentenced to 20 years in jail. This is the latest, the Lunchtime Edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Previous Democratic Labour Party government minister Donville Innes has defended the presence of former Prime Minister Frondell Stewart still speaking on political platforms. Since Sunday, when Mr. Stewart addressed the St. Lucie branch of the DLP, there have been cries by political pundits and callers on brass tacks suggesting that Mr. Stewart, who was Prime Minister between 2010 and 2018, should no longer speak on behalf of the party. Mr. Innes told Starcom Network these opinions should be rubbished.
Since Sunday, people have criticized the messenger. I've not heard any meaningful discussion in public domain about the message that he sent. And if there's one thing that he said that I fully agree with, and that is that those of us who were tasked with managing the affairs of this country between 2008 and 2018 must get up off of our laurels and lend our voice in the conversation and disabuse people's mind about a lost decade as a way of instilling a bit of confidence back into democratically apparent in the eyes of the public. Now, there will always be those who will not want to hear from any of us who went before. But I say to you, this is still a democracy, and all of us have a right to an opinion, and if you don't want to hear, you already know what to do.
Reflecting on last week Wednesday's convincing election result for Barbados Labour Party candidate Chad Blackman, the former St. James South MP believes that voter apathy is the real issue affecting Barbados.
More importantly, though, as former Prime Minister Stewart is saying, we in the Democratic Labour Party have to close ranks, go in-house, and have very frank conversations within among ourselves and strategize on the way forward. I think the country wants it. You know, when you reflect on the low voter turnout and what seems to be a high voter apathy since 2018, it is clear that there's the majority of voters out there who actually wish to have a more enlightened and balanced discussion about matters in the country and decide on the way forward.
That's former Government Minister Donville Innes. The appeal brought by convicted attorney Norman Leroy Lynch against his 9-year jail term will now be heard by the Court of Appeal later this year. The 75-year-old lawyer of Grassfield Gap, Martindale's Road, St. Michael, was convicted in 2022 for engaging in money laundering, in that he directly engaged in transactions totaling $457,634. Justice Randall Worrell has sentenced him to 9 years in prison, but ordered him to spend 1,857 days, or just over 5 years for the counts of money laundering. The judge ordered the time served on the second count. The verdict was appealed, which will now be heard on the 6th of November. Businesses and residents in Christchurch are affected by water problems, but the senior superintendent of the Barbados Water Authority, Gregory Thompson, says that their efforts to fix a main has been seen a setback. He told Starcom Network that the Hampden site is having some problems, even though they're trying to rectify it as soon as possible.
We had some work being done at the Hampden pumping station yesterday. As a result, the entire system would have gone flat. What has happened now is that we have rectified the problem at the Hampden pumping station. However, because of the vast area of the Hampden pumping station, it will take some time to replenish those areas that are being fed from that location. So some will still continue to experience low pressure outages while the system continues to return to some degree of normalcy in terms of that pumping pressure.
That's Senior Superintendent of the Barbados Water Authority, Gregory Thompson. As Barbados continues to focus on improving education outcomes, Principal of Hinesbury Primary School, Stacey Drakes, is encouraging parents, teachers, and the wider community to work together to strengthen literacy from the earliest stages. She was speaking this morning at the launch of the school's Literacy Week and a speak-off competition, where she acknowledged the growing concern that too many school leavers lack the ability to read and write. She told Starcom Network News that Literacy Week and the speak-off competition are designed to help turn that around by encouraging reading, clear communication, and a love for learning.
There are concerns about persons not being able to do some of the basic things that you would expect. And therefore, if we start at this foundational level and we build this like a scaffold and we build and we build, of course, we can't do it without the support of home. And indeed, all persons have a part to play in ensuring that what is built at the infant level and at the primary level, that then that carries throughout the secondary school, tertiary, and we build on that. So starting at the foundation stage is indeed extremely critical in order to help persons as they get a bit older to be able to do those things which we see there's a bit of deficit in our island.
Principal of the Hinesbury Primary School, Stacey Drakes, in the lunchtime edition. Eleven individuals have been honored with the Pride of Barbados Awards in recognition of their contribution to the parish of St. John. 10 of the honorees are from St. Joseph, while one lives in the diaspora. There are Richard Arthur, Pearson Bellamy, Neville Bridgman, Sonia Burgess Haynes, Dr. Keisha Gustave, Samantha Haynes, Deandra Howard, Myrtle Husbands, Roland Waith, Dale Lashley, and from the diaspora, Lennox Padmore. Speaking on the sidelines, Member of Parliament for St. John, Charles Griffith, said this initiative aligns with the parish's efforts to honour outstanding members of the community.
Only on Sunday, we unveil on wall within the constituency, honouring persons from within the constituency who, by their living, would have done outstanding work to move St. John forward. And this morning, for 10 individuals to come here at State House and to receive honours is truly a blessing. This is one of probably the legacies of the gathering event. And for St. John to have persons with stellar work like these 10, I think it really, really is a good thing for the youngsters who are coming in St. John to see that, you know, you don't necessarily need to set out to get an honor, but basically what you do and how you treat to life and how you treat to service will result in what is happening here at State House this morning.
That's the Minister Charles Griffith. And finally, an eagerly awaited sentencing in France has been delivered against a prolific surgeon. We hear more from the BBC.
In the past half hour, France's most prolific paedophile has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. Joël Lesquanac admitted to raping and sexually assaulting hundreds of children under his care. He admitted to all the charges, which took place between 1989 and 2014. Many of his victims were sedated when he attacked them and had no idea what had happened. He's already in prison after being sentenced for raping and sexually assaulting four children, including two of his nieces.
For what happens, I want to know.
That report from the BBC, our top stories. A former government minister defends the continued presence of Frondell Stewart on the Democratic Labour Party platform. The appeal brought by a convicted attorney now set to be heard by the Court of Appeal later this year. Businesses and residents in Christchurch set back by water woes from the Hampden station. 11 individuals have been honoured with the Pride of Barbados Award for their contribution to the parish of St. John, and a French paedophile surgeon who abused hundreds of children sentenced to 20 years in jail. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.